Kedushin, Ksubis, Daf Yud Alfim and Alf Yud Alfim and Beis, Shilamed Gimel.
Godol Shebo Alaktana. The Kotin Shebo Alakdoila, Mukas Eitz, Ksubasan Masayin, Divir Meir. Chachoymerim Mukaseitz Ksubas Amana. Godel Shabala Ktana. Vekotin Shabala Gdoila. Mukaseitz Ksubas and Masayim. Divir Meir. Chachoymerim Mukaseitz Ksubas Amana. And Dosseitz is a machlokes about Mukaseitz. It seems that in a gate to Godel Shabala Ktana, Kotin Shabala Gdoila, everyone agrees Ksubas Amana is still Masayim. What does that say? Rashi says Shabal Ktana. Chusami Bashalashonim. It says Ketana does not mean the halachic Ketana. Halachic Ketana starts is up until 12. Is under 12. Rashi says over here Ketana means Pusumi Bas Gimel Shalosh. Cotton also Rashi says Cotton is Pachosmi Bentesha. Rashi is coming from a Gemara, a Mishnah Nida. The Mishnah Nida that Memdalet Amid Beis says that the dinim of Arayus for a Ketana only starts on at 3. And over there in Mamhei says the din of Arayus for a Zachar only starts at the age of 9. So the Choyra, when we speak about Katan and Gadol over here, we're referring to not necessarily are they Bar Oinchim or not Bar Oinchim, but rather is it already enough that it's considered to be Nechshav, what he's doing, as a Maisabia.
What does that mean, 9? Is that it's only when he reaches it strong enough to break the Pesulim?
That we'll see. But the age of 9 is something that exists in Nidan Daf Memhe. Mizokt Rashi. Abalak Tana, Pchusami Bashalosh Shonim, Ein Biasa Bia, Shaharei Bisulah Choizris. Rashi says, why is it that her Ksuba is Masayim? Because Ein Biasa Bia. Because her Bia is not a Bia. So everybody say, just to try to like bring out the Sugi here. Zu verstehen. Does it need to be biyasa biya in order for her to lose her ksuba? If a man is ma'anis in isha, so it's also ain biyasa biya. She's not doing a biya. Isha karka oilam. It's not a biya. It's not called a biya. It's not a ma'isa biya. She didn't do anything. She's karka oilam. So there, kipshutai, still she loses her ksuba. Because we don't need her ma'isa biya. We need a ma'isa biya to be done to her. She's not a basula anymore. What? She didn't do a bia.
How is she a basula?
Because someone did a bia to her. She doesn't have to do a bia. Someone did a bia to her.
She had a
bia. So what we're saying over here, Rabbi Yisai, Suzanne Clark, what we're saying is not the pshat that she's not doing a ma'isa bia. A ma'isa bia is not being done to her. Lashon of Rashi is Shaharei Besuleha Choizrim. What does that mean? Seems to me Rashi is saying that that's a raya to us. Shaharei Besuleha Choizrim. That this wasn't a ma'isa bia. It wasn't a ma'isa bia, Bechlal.
What does Besuleha have to do with bia?
I have to figure that out. Says the Mishnah in Nida, if a man is boil in Isha less than 3 years old, he's not chayiv. If she's an erva, he's not chayiv punishment. Why not? She didn't do a ma'isa bia, so she didn't do a ma'isa bia. But he did a ma'isa bia. That's not called he did a ma'isa bia,
b'chlal. No, it's totally. They both need to. You can't have him having a bia and her not.
No, you could have him having a bia without her having a bia. But over here, the pshat is it's not shaykh to do a bia to her. It's not the pshat that she's not doing a bia. You can't do a bia to her. Shaharei besulei achoizrus. What does that mean, shaharei besulei achoizrus? It sounds like to me, the Rashi is saying as follows. What's the whole inyan of besulim? We know, what's the inyan? Why doesn't Isha have besulim? What? Why did the Isha put there something called dam besulim? We should know that she's a basula or not, right? The chain is that you know. But if the Besulei Achoizrim, what's the Torah telling? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria Kilu telling you? The Bria Retzons.
Under three, you don't
need. Under three is not a Bria. You don't need to know about this. You don't need to know about it. The whole part of the Besulim is, so you should know she's a Besula. So how is it? Why is Besulei Achoizrim? Weiss the Chois, the Bria is telling us this you don't need to know about. The Chayra. The Gemara on Amud Beis says it's kinoisin etzba ba'ayin dami. It's nothing. It's not a bia b'chlal. He's being noisin etzba ba'ayin. It's not considered a ma'aseh bia b'chlal.
Just because we don't know about it, but that doesn't make it not a bia.
What do you mean?
We don't have to know about it.
So the Torah is kilo saying this is not a ma'aseh bia. This is not something that is relevant to you.
Because we don't even know about it, that's why it's not a ma'aseh bia.
Yeah.
If
it was a ma'aseh bia, you should have to know about it.
Who's ma'anas to Be'ula? Do you need to know about that?
Yes, that's why the Be'ulam are broken.
Even if she has no Be'ulam, someone's ma'anas to it.
But that's not the point. The Torah wants you to know about it, not just that you should know about anything. You need to know about a lot of things. You need to know when Shabbos is. But we're talking about to know that the vart of the Besulim is you should know that she's not a Besul anymore. So therefore over here the Chayra we're saying is if the Besul are Chayzrim, that's why the Chayzrim. Well, something happened, but not a Maisabia. Something happened.
Why do you need a Maisabia?
If you kill her also, she's not, she doesn't have...
If you do a bitch like that by a regular person, there's no Maisabia on top of the Besulim anymore, so you still do something.
So I have to see. I'll have to see. I'm not sure if Shloka Darki should do something. I'll have to see. Says Rashi Vaiter. Rashi says, Katan... Pachas mi ben teishin she'armu chachamim ein bi'asabia u'ba'al agdoila. Over here Rashi says, why is katan pachas mi teish ben teisha is not ma'asabia? Why not?
Is it good enough?
Because the chacham said. It's not good enough for Yibam even. She'armu chachamim ein bi'asabia. This, we have no reason to think. We have no indication that ein bi'asabia. By the case of Pachas mi Bashalosh, by Ketana, we have an indication that she is, that it's ein bi'asabia. What's the indication?
She'l'achoizrin.
But by Katan, we have no indication. So why is it Taka that 9 years old ein bi'asabia? She'armu chachamim, the chachamim gave a shir. Ein bi'asabia, ba'al g'dayla.
What was the
Svara behind the shir? What?
What was the
Svara behind the shir? Yeah, because it's not called a shir, it's not called a bia. It sounds like, according to Rashi, the vart is ein bia say bia. The Rajba says differently, though. The Rajba says, katan, that's a bach, tanas, ein bia say bia, ve'eno magia lebesulim. He says, he doesn't reach the besulim. Sounds like, according to the Rashba, the vart of the reason why Katna Balak Doila is Ksubasa Masayim is the Besulim are still intact. Eino Magia Le Besulim.
Maybe that's the reason
why didn't Rashi over here said Sherei Besulei Achoizrim? Why didn't Rashi over there tell us Eino Magia Le Besulim? Why didn't Rashi say that? If you tell me there's a reason for both of them, the first one Rashi gave us a reason for Besulei Achoizrim. The second Rashi says Amru Chachamim. What is Rashi Ki'ilu telling you? There's no reason. Chachamim said this is not called a Ma'aseh Bia. Less than 9 is not called a Ma'aseh Bia. According to the Rashba, this also has, you know, a reason behind it. What's the reason? Sha'arei is Eino Magia LeBesulim. What? It's not. Vayis Lachayis is not.
What Shari?
If he would,
can't be.
Could do it. It can't be.
Rebbe,
can't be.
What Shari now reaches the Besulim?
What makes 9 years old? You could do it.
I guess it's a person grows. So then, as he grows, his bia gets, he becomes a larger bia. So
the
therefore,
8 years old, who's a very big person.
Vayis Lachayis not. I don't know. That's the shir. That's the shir. A person at 13 years old has das. What happens? He's very brilliant when he's 12 years old. So, okay, same thing.
What Shari?
I don't know. 10 and 11, you could be
well. Yeah.
should be only a gedolah.
So
we'll have to see. It sounds like according to the Rajba, it's Tali in Chayin. I'm sorry, according to the Rajba, it's Tali in being shoved with the Besulim. It doesn't happen. It doesn't. I'll ask a different question, Rabbi Isai. I'm going to ask you a different question. It appears to me that what would be a case of a person does a Bia Shaloi Kedarka? A Bia Shaloi Kedarka means he's not being boil in the makom of the Besulim Bechlal. So it's not a regular Bia. It's not a Bia. It's a Bia Shaloi Kedarka, which means that you can't become pregnant with this Bia. It's not going to be shaved with the Besulim. The Besulim are still intact. So if you tell me that the Pshat is like the Rajba, everything is totally in, being Shoivid, the Besulim over here, the Ksuba depends on the Besulim, I could hear very clear, I have to see more from the Rajba. You weren't Shoivid the Besulim. But if it just is totally in being a Shembia, has to have a Shembia, maybe this is Bia Shaloi Kedarka, it's a Shembia. A person gets killed for doing a Bia Shaloi Kedarka. Why? Because it's a Shembia. It's not going to break the Besulim, but as a Shembia. That we'll have to see. Who said the Ksuba is 100? Not Bia Shaloi Kedarka. It doesn't speak about Bia Shaloi Kedarka. It doesn't speak about it. It's not mafurish what the din of Bia Shaloi Kedarka is if it's what the ksub is. Akoponim says the Ramba, says the Rashi Vayter, ksuboson masayim, these women that we're speaking about, katan abal gdoila, god abal ktana, and the din of a mukas eitz, according to the Rav Meir, ksuboson masayim, what does that mean? Im nasu le'ish Achrei Kain, if she marries someone afterwards, like Avdu Bekachas Ksub as Ksubasan, Im Nisu Stam V'lo Pirish Laklum. If he marries her Stam and doesn't mafarish anything, what does Rashi mean? Im Nasu Stam V'lo Pirish Laklum. So I'm not sure. I think maybe Rashi means as follows. If he says, listen, I want a woman that was bechlal, not touched by any man. I'm a kudash sleep. It's not, you are not touched by anyone. She's not included in that. Right? She was the mice, something did happen over here. So if he says, I want someone that was totally never ever in any way touched. So then Avada, then in that case she's gonna I don't know, she won't get a ksuba, I don't know, maybe won't be Mekatois, maybe she won't be married at all. But over here it's Tommy Mesustam, he doesn't make any mention of anything. So halachically there's no nafkamina in this this doesn't have a din maisabia. But if he says I don't want him to do a bepoil of maisabia, then that'll be different.
You kill
for a bepoil maisabir,
or you kill for doing a
maisabir? For a din maisabir, you don't kill for a
bepoil maisabir.
There's a bepoil, he's being poil something. It's not, it doesn't have a din of a maisabir, but the maisa is a man that that lived with her. Now the Mishnah continues. Says the Mishnah, Besula almana gerusha chalutza min hanisuin. A besula almana gerusha chalutza from nisuin. Ksubasan mana. Ve'ein lahem tainas besulim. She's a besula. The Mishnah says, "Besula amana gerusha chalutza min hanisuin ksubasan mana ve'ein lahem tainas besulim." What's the pshat in this? What's the pshat in this? So.
How do we know she's a
Besula? So Rashi says, "Men and Nisuin Besula." I'm sorry, Rashi Besula. She almano grusha chalutza men and Nisuin kegoin she nechnasa lechupo meis baila becheskas sheloi nivola. The husband died becheskas sheloi nivola. Not sure what the words becheskas sheloi nivola means. We can assume sheloi nivola. You have to know what is nechnasa lechupo mean. What does chuppah mean? If chuppah means yichud beloy edim, so it's not so easy to have v'cheskas shelo nivola. It's not so easy.
They weren't in there for long enough to have.
So that, but the zman of the yichud is kedei bia. It's not yichud. So how is it becheskas shlo nivel? I'm not sure what the what. Shishbinu are outside. How did the chishbinu what happened inside?
They were there before.
They know
that.
That's to be yichud. What do you mean? But they weren't there. Then that's not yichud. Yichud is enough time that there should be a bia. So the fact that the mappa is clean is not right. That wasn't a bia. That's not right. Maybe that's becheskas. It's enough for a becheskas. There's no mappa. Maybe they threw the map out.
Maybe there was a map and it was clean.
What? How do you know they saw the map? He's dead. He died. So he didn't come out. Maybe he came out with the map. I don't know. I'm not sure what exactly. Maybe chuppah is not yichud. Maybe chuppah is just machnis lebeisa. You don't need yichud. That could be.
What about grusha though? What about grusha? You just answer Rashi. You just answer that for chuppah. You answer for grusha.
No, they're all.
It's... No, but what do you mean? He divorced it before she died.
Or he divorced her right afterwards. Anyway. Same thing. So it's Bechezgas Sheloi Nevela. Then what's the din? Ksubasamane. Pele. So why is Ksubasamane? It's Bechezgas Sheloi Nevela. Why is it Ksubasamane? Says the Rajba. The Rajba says the reason is because Ksuba, says the Rajba, is not necessarily tully in whether or not you have Besulim. Whether you're Nivala or not. V'haraya, a Bageres, Lemashal. A Bageres, the Rajba says, according to some Shitas, doesn't have Besulim. And still, a Bageres, Ksubasa is Masayim. Why is Ksubasa Masayim if she doesn't have Besulim? Elamai, the din of Ksuba is not telling on whether there was a bia or not. You could have a woman that had no bia and Ksubasa is mana. You could have a woman that has no besulim and Ksubasa is masayim. Who's a woman that we has besulim? We can assume she has besulim. And still, a Ksubasa is only a mana.
Our case.
Who's a woman that we can assume she has no besulim and still Ksubasa is masayim? I guess. The Rajba says this from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, what is a tali in whether Ksuba is masayim or mana? Says the Rajba, it's tali in chain. Chain means whether this woman is considered to be someone that we are that's considered desirable. If there's a woman that's so, any woman that already has been through chuppah, in lachanami we know she's taka besula, but the ma'isa she went through a chuppah process already of the chena, says the Rashba. She lost her chen. Because she lost her chen, therefore she loses ksuba. Says the Rashba, but lamash in the case of katan al ba'al gdoila, over there it's not magiel besulim v'loy batal chena. Therefore, it's not batal the chain. Where even though it's katan al ba'al gdoila, because it's loy magiel and magiel besulim, therefore it's not batal chain. So every time the Rashba says our sugya all depends on the whether or not this woman still is desirable or not. It's a special svara in chuppah. In Ksuba, I mean. Ksuba is tali in chain. And Mela says there Ajba. We have all discussion. Is it batal chaina? Is it not batal chaina? What's by Mukas 8? Is Mukas 8 batal chaina or not? What's the answer? It's a machloikes. Thus is the machloikes in our Mishnah. Tzu batal chaina, tzu nish batal chaina. This is similar to Tosfos we saw on Daf Yud Amud Beis on the top, where Tosfos says, I would think a woman that is a chalutza, which means she's an almana and she's a chalutza, it's more batal cheina, she's ki'ilu, already been twice rejected, even though she wasn't a bula. No one's boil her. Still, I think that she'd lose her ksuba, mina erisin. Why? Because it's more batal cheina. We saw the Tosfos on top of Daf Yud Amud Beis. From the Maram Shif, maybe.
When is the chein, when does it make a difference? After the fact? Because let's say, if he knew she was married, and then let's say she's an amano, that's a basula, I understand.
Right.
Because he knows that this happened, so maybe he looks at her differently.
Talking about that, we knew she was married. We knew she was married to someone. We know she's still a basula. Even though she's a basula, it's batal chayla because she's already been married.
I understand that. What happens about, let's say, a mukasetz, according to the shita that says that it is batal chayla? He doesn't necessarily know. It could be after the fact.
So that'll be mekach tois. So then we have to figure out what happens if it's kansa becheskas that she's a basula, venimtsis mukasetz, what's going to be the din? That we'll see. No, she doesn't have chayin. I just didn't know about it. I didn't know. I got damaged goods. If I would have known, that's what I got, and I never would have married you.
What is chayin?
Chayin means that this is a woman that is desirable. She's not desirable.
Yes,
it's not. No. It's not about. No. Wrong. It's not about whether or not I want her right now. It's about whether or not this is becheftz, a woman that's desirable.
Why is this more desirable?
That's what it depends on. So a woman that has her basulim is more desirable than a woman who doesn't. Now, she didn't tell me that, so she tricked me. Okay, but she's still not a desirable woman. It's bechefta. It's not about my attraction to this woman. I'm attracted to her. It's about this woman is bechefta, not a desirable woman.
What's
Rebbe? It's the Dmei HaKidushin. This woman's Dmei HaKidushin, her value is lower. She has a lower value.
What's the more desirable one? Because in one case we have where she was actually have Sia, but she didn't lose her Basula.
So that depends. Every case we have to down up what's going to be.
Is it the Basula or is it the marriage?
Every case we're going to have to down it up. And but you say, this is the Rajba's Pshat. If you look in Rashi, L'choira, Rashi Zetzachois Andirish. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Ksubasa mona im nises la'acher stam ksubasa mona." Why? The becheskas beula kaima mishenichnesa lechupa. The becheskas beula kaima mishenichnesa lechupa. Says Rashi, why is it ksuba only mona? Because she is becheskas beula. The Rashba said, why is it only Ksuba Samana? Because even though we know she's still a Basula, still of the Chayna. Mashenken, according to Rashi, it seems like the word is Bechezkas Be'ula Kaima. Now we're assuming she's a Be'ula. We all understand that there's a clear stira in Rashi from one line to the other. First line in Rashi says, Becheskas Sheloi Nivala. Here Rashi says, Becheskas Be'ula Kaima. What's going on over here? It's not so clear.
Is having a BM as being a Be'ula?
No, Becheskas Sheloi Nivala is that she didn't have, she was Loi Nivala. And that's Becheskas Be'ula. She was a Be'ula. Which one is it? Is she Becheskas Sheloi Nivala or Becheskas Be'ula?
One's a matzav and one's a thing, or one's her. We know she's a basula, but she went into a matzav where usually you're a baula.
So perhaps Pshat and Rashi is as follows. The Motche is suggesting as follows. There's the chazaka mitzad, this woman, and there's chazaka mitzad, the situation. Don't look at this particular circumstance. A woman after chuppah, what is the norm? A woman after chuppah.
She's a
ba'ula. She's a ba'ula. Normal women after chuppah, ba'ula. Becheskas ba'ula kaima. A regular woman walking out of a chuppah, assuming she's a ba'ula. However, this particular woman happens to be, her circumstances are becheskas shalai nivala. So Rashi seems to say, we don't care about her particular circumstances. What we care about is, what's the chazaka in general? Becheskas ba'ula kaima, says Rashi.
So that she has Cheskas Basula the whole time until she gets married, and now she becomes Cheskas Ba'ula.
Right.
If we're there, for example, and we see that nothing could have happened, she'll never come out of her Cheskas Basula.
No, she gets a Cheskas Lo Nivla.
The second she gets married, you buy the Chasana. You see it, and the guy drops dead. Why is she become? Why is she getting out?
Well, there was Yichud.
But if there were an Edom or whatever there is, whatever, if you hold Chuppah something else.
Okay, so we have to figure that. But Rashi only says Becheskas. He doesn't say there are Edom. We don't have Edom Shlo Nivelo. It doesn't seem like we have Edom Shlo Nivelo. We have to see. Rashi Yonamid Bey speaks about a case we have Edom Shlo Nivelo. That we'll see.
Akoponim. She should have never went out of her Cheskas Pesula.
Maybe she didn't. But a normal woman would go out in this normal situation. So what does it make a normal woman? What do we care about a normal woman? Let's take a look at the Rambam for a second, our boy said. So they speak about that. On the bottom, it speaks about that. The Kivega speaks about it. Our boy says the Rambam. In Hilchasishas Perak Yer Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Hanoisei Besula. Shenis Alman is Gaush and Echlatza. Even at Erisin, Salman is Gaush and Echlatza. Masayim. Men and Nisuin, Subasamana. Why? Shemishanisis, Harehi Kibbaula. Interesting lesson of Rambam. Shemishanisis, Harehi Kibbaula. What does it mean, Harehi Kibbaula? She's like Kibbaula. Let's see. And says the Rambam, "Mpnei ma tiknu chachomim leelu ksuba mana afa bishen besulois." Hoyel ubechezkas anesua shetibael. Bechezkas shulchan nares shvuya shetibael. Tiknu lehem mana. Bain nivalu, bain loy nivalu, v'harei hein kibu'ulois l'chol davar. Says the Rambam, true, maybe this woman is a besula. Af b'shem besulois. So it says in our Mishnah, it's a besula amanagush v'chalutza. Still, we're going to say, b'chezkas nesua shetibal. The chazok is... Even though we know she's a besula, neither the Rabbi Kivegi speaks about. We'll see, and says the Rambam, "Harei ki beulais lechol davar." We treat her like a beula lechol davar. What does it mean lechol davar? What's going on over here? So the Achrayim shteltu a Rambam in Nairu Besula Perik Aleph Halacha Tes. The halacha is that a person is only chayev oines if he's ma'anes a besula. If she's a ba'ula, he's not chayef. What happens if a woman was a besula min hanisuin? Besula shenis alma min hanisuin.
According to the Rambam, then she would get a mana.
So there's no class. Rambam Paskin's no class. Says the Achrayim, the Gnosis Kelim, why is there no class? She's a besula. Says that because the Rambam says, "Harehi kibu'ula lechol davar." We are treating like a bula for everything. Chol davar. The Pella is the Rambam is connected to Yushalmi. The Yushalmi and the Rajba argue on the Rambam. They say that in that case where a person is he's ma'anis besula min hanisuin, ischayv knas. But it's mamish, not a pella, because it's a machlokas l'shitasam. Because the Rambam said, what's the makar? Makar is from our case, the chol davar. What did the Rajba say? Why in our case is this isha ksuba samane? Batal chayna. What does it mean, batal chayna? It's a speciale chosvara klape ksuba. It's a din in ksuba. Ksuba is tali in chayn. Even though we know she's a besula, she's takas alochas of a besula. Aber in ksuba, we don't care about if she's a besula or not. V'horaya bageres. Bageres, which we said doesn't have dam besulam, still ksuba says masayim. Why? It's taliyin chayin or not. That's what it's taliyin. So therefore, says the, and the Rashi brings a raya from the Yushalmi to this idea. The Rashi and Yushalmi say our Gemara is a special isolated svara in ksuba. It's a svara in ksuba, even though she's a besula, she's not going to have her chayin. She's not going to get her money. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, this din is not about chayin. Rambam doesn't say anything about chayin. The vart in why ksubasa is mana is because we treat her ki be'ulais lechol davar. She has a din of a be'ula. Because she has a din of be'ula lechol davar, therefore that's also negeya to ma'anis. It's also negeya to ma'anis. The chayra, this is a nafka mina between the Rambam and the Rashba. Rashi l'chayra sounds like he's going al derech the Rambam. Rashi says because b'chezkas b'ula kaima mishenichnas l'chupa, because she's in a matziv where most nashim are b'ulais, so we don her like a b'ula, even though she's a besula. So Rashi doesn't say clearly if he's saying also b'ulas l'chol davar like the Rambam. Kaponim, that's the machlokes. The Shita Mekubetzes comes and says that the nafka between Rashi and the Rajba would be as follows. What would be if the woman says, the man says, I'd like to marry. She says, okay, but I was married once, but I'm a besula from the Nisuan. What does the Mishnah say? What's her ksuba going to be?
Mana.
What happens if she says, listen, I know my ksuba is supposed to be a mana, but I want to tell you something. Really, I'm a besula. And you just wait and see. When you see that I'm a besula, I want Masayim. You just wait and see. Really, I'm a besula. And when you see that I'm a besula, I want Masayim.
Send it out whatever they want.
Yeah, the Shaila is that is it going to be that their din is a ksuba? I mean, they can make Toisefes, but he's not saying Toisefes. So, no. So if the reason why she loses her ksuba is because of Chayin, so then, we don't care if she's a besula. She still doesn't have her chayin. You're right, you're a besula. Very nice. But if the reason why is because it's bechezkas shenivala, now that it's gloy lemafreya, that she wasn't nivala, says the Shita Mekubetz, says maybe she gets her Messiah. Because it wasn't true.
We know she wasn't.
What?
We need to prove that she wasn't nivala.
We had bechezka sheloy nivala, but now we have to prove that she's vaday loy nivala.
Why?
You have to know if this works for the Rambam or not. That's what the Shita says. We'll have to see Behemshah.
I'll have to go into the whole Bahakis. If we just do it to make it easier for her to get married? Or
that, it could be. Let's see the Gemara, Rabbi Say. Says the Gemara. Oh, we have to finish the Mishnah. I'm sorry. Ve'en lem tanis besulim, says Rashi. Ein yochal afsida oisei mana v'loim erbecheskas besulim nesatich v'remechim ekach tois. He can't tie into that. Says the Gemara. Some people had the same discussion, but it was a standalone discussion. It wasn't anything to do with Rabbi Yehuda, and that is Ikad Master Lo Shmeitz Bapei Nafsh. Shekot Na Balak Doyla Rav Amar Asa Mukaseitz. Yishmuel Amar Ein Mukaseitz BeBasar. What's going on? Says Rashi. Asa Mukaseitz. Nehi De Ein Biyasei Bia. Mihu Loi Gora Meitz Hanitka. The Rabbana De Pligi Amukas Eitz Ksubas Amana. Ksubasa mana. The Rabbanan that argue on Mukasets, also Ksubasa is going to be mana. What's the reason? Says Rashi, Nihi, De'ein b'yasa b'ya, mi lo gora me etanitka. What does it mean, etanitka? What does nitka mean?
Stuck.
That what?
Got stuck.
Or it breaks. So says the Shita Mekubetz, says Rashi is saying, what's happening over here is Katan, Habalak Daira, breaks the Besulim. Tosfos says not like that. Tosfos says Shmuel Amar Ein Mukas Eitz BeBasar Belo Hishir Besulin Airi. Dei BeHishir Lama Yesh La Aliyos Pachos Mi Mukas Eitz. Tosfos says, listen, it must be talking about which Loi Mashir the Besulin.
Mukas Eitz.
No cotton. Mukas Eitz about as Mashir the Besulin. So why should this not be Mukas Eitz? Frak Tosfos. Tosfos says the case is where it's not Mashir the Besulin.
Because it's not Basar.
Who cares? But if it's Meshud the Besulim, so it's Meshud the Besulim. Who cares? So the Chayra, that's so Tosfos says, must be talking about you're not Meshud the Besulim. According to Tosfos, if you're not Meshud the Besulim, what's the Svara? The Gemara says, Asa Mukas Eitz. You can't compare that to Mukas Eitz. Mukas Eitz, what does he do? Breaks the Besulim. This you're telling me is not breaking the Besulim. So according to Tosfos, Svara of Rav is very, very bizarre. Mukas Eitz. What does that mean? According to Rashi, Rashi seems to argue. Rashi seems to say that it is Shavu the Besulim. And as I state, Mefurish and Tosfos Reed says, Asa Mukas Eitz Pirish, Tekivan Shehoitzi Besuleha, Afagav Shein Biyasa Biyelo Garmu Me'esa Nitka. So according to Rashi, you are Shavu the Besulim. So Tosfos says, if that's true, what's Pshat and Shmuel? Shmuel says, Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasar. What does that mean? You broke the Besulim. Avada, you should be the same as Mukasets. So Rashi and Tosfos, both of them need Hesber. According to Tosfos, I understand very well what's Pshat in Ein Mukasets Bebasar. I understand what's Pshat in Asa Mukasets. So according to Tosfos, I understand Shmuel, I understand Rav. According to Rashi, I understand Rav, I don't understand Shmuel. In other words, Rashi says we're talking about with Shoiva the Basulam. As I state Mefuish and Toysis read. Shoiva the Basulam, of course, Asa Mukasets. Why not? Toysis Betzim asked this Kasha. He says, if it's Shoiva the Basulam, so why shouldn't it be Mukasets? So what's Pshat according to Rashi and Shmuel? Ain't Mukasets Mebasa? According to Toysis, that we're saying that you are not Meshul the Basulim, so why should it be Asa Mukasets? What Shaykh is Mukasets? So if you look at Rashi, first of all, Rashi says, Rashi L'Choira addresses this a little bit. Rashi says, Ein mukas eitz bibasar. Says Rashi, Ein mukas eitz bibasar adam. Basically, that word does not exist in our Gemara. Very often when Rashi adds a word to the Gemara, he's not just adding a word, he's adding a hasbara. Somehow, says Rashi, Ba'ula lo havi mukas eitz nami lesa. Interesting. What's the pshat in that? Rashi seems to say a basar adam can't be, if it's not a bula, it's also not a mukasetz. Why is it not a mukasetz? Mukasetz b'chayra, we understand the yisoid of mukasetz is just you broke the basulim, so this broke the basulim according to Rashi. So why is it not mukasetz? Rashi seems to say something about en mukasetz b'basar adam. So it's just written as Masbir over here about Arichos. But l'chayra, the pshat over here in Tosfos, it's talking about lo hisher besulam ayri, says the Rashba, says the pshat as follows. The Gemara says asa mukas eitz. The Gemara just means the following thing: what's the reason why mukas eitz her psuba is a mana? Because she's of dachena. When the Gemara says asa mukas eitz, all the Gemara means to say over here also, it's of the chayna. Asa mukasetz doesn't mean it's the identical to mukasetz. For different reasons, but the bottom line of all these things, what is going to be the deciding factor of whether you get a ksuba or not? Chayn. So mukasetz, she loses her chayn even though there's no maisabiyah. Also over here, katna balak doyla can lose her chayn even though there's no maisabiyah. How do you lose your chayin? Because the ma'isa, something happened to her. It's of the chayna. Ay, there's no ma'isa bia. Zol zayin, there's no ma'isa bia. It's asa mukas eitz. It doesn't mean that it has the same result as mukas eitz. Kilo mukas eitz broke the basulim. It doesn't break the basulim. But what basically decides everything? Whether there's chayin. So this would be Tosfos Lishitasa. Tosfos learns like the Rashba, who's telling him chayin. Rashi doesn't learn like Tosfos. Therefore, Rashi has to learn over here at Meshur the Besulim. Because not Meshur the Besulim, so what is this? Not a Maisa Bia, it's not nothing. So why would you say over here that there shouldn't be Ksuba? But Pshat and Rashi, as far as what is exactly the idea, why Taka, Tosfos Kasha? What does Ein Mukasetz B'Besar Adam mean? What does that mean? You broke the Besulim. So why is there no issue with the Ksuba? That, Beis Hashem, Bli Neder, hopefully we'll continue with and more tomorrow.